Hello, and welcome to the Step It Up podcast. Now, as this is the first podcast in a new series, I want to tell you a little bit about what it's about. And then we'll get into the good stuff, okay? Cool. So, my name is Scott Burden. I decided to start the Step It Up podcast because I'm somebody who's completely obsessed with personal development. I've been reading it for years and years and years, and just recently I've really stepped it up. To use a pun, by attending, you know, live events. An example would be Unleash the Power Within by Tony Robbins. I've been to two of those in the last 12 months. And I've noticed a real acceleration in what I've learned, which is fantastic. But one of the big pains that I had, or two kind of big sort of bugbears I had with the whole personal development industry, if you like, is number one, there's too much out there. And too much coming at you at once, right? So I found it really hard. I'd read a really, really interesting article, but it'd have eight things that I could go and that I had to go and do and execute on. And as Tony Robbins famously says, complexity is the enemy of execution, and that's absolutely true. So I would find that I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing next. It's too much to remember. So you know, the fact that it's difficult to break it down into bite-sized chunks, and also where to get the best information from, because there's conflicting views and things like that. So first of all, you know, that was the biggest problem. The second problem was, and it was less of a problem for me, but I kind of noticed that sometimes people might listen to these big gurus of self-development, or celebrities or athletes, and absolutely we need to be inspired by those people. Don't get me wrong, I'm no different whatsoever. But I also realise there's an awful lot of people out there that we might call ordinary, right, that are doing extraordinary things. Mums out there that have got kids and businesses to run or jobs to do and, you know, houses to look after that are also achieving unbelievable feats of fitness or academic improvement or business achievement. In what we call every man or every woman, the ordinary folk, there's some people doing extraordinary things. And I find that personally more inspiring than, let's say, a kid who was given a tennis racket at the age of eight and then had the best coaching in the world and eventually played at Wimbledon. I find it more inspiring when somebody, you know, loses 8 stone and runs a marathon, even though they're working in a factory for 70 hours a week and have no access to, you know, nutrition advice and fitness and all of that sort of stuff. So I find that second thing much more inspiring. So Step It Up is about those two things, but breaking things down into bite-sized chunks so it's easy to apply. And secondly, looking into ordinary people, and let me qualify that in a minute, for inspiration. And the final thing about it is none of our podcasts are going to be longer than 20 minutes long, because there's no point in something being bite-sized but taking an hour and a half to digest. So my idea is that Step It Up is a quick thing that you can stick on if you go for a run, or you're on a treadmill, or, you know, you're on a cross trainer in the gym, or walking the dog, or whatever, because we're all leading busy lives, as I said earlier. So the idea is it's short, 20-minute little lessons, where me and my guests, and I'll come to that in a minute, will have condensed down the things that we've learned, the things we've applied, and the things that have worked in our lives into this short, bite-sized, easy-to-apply advice. Cool. Right, let me tell you a bit about me and my personal development journey. We'll cover this more over the series, of course, but I'm a normal guy, ordinary person, right? About 4 years ago, actually 5 years ago now, I had probably the most traumatic event in my life. I'm not going to go into a lot of depth of it now, but my relationship ended with my fiance at the time. It was very traumatic, and it left me feeling very, very low. And I was physically in a terrible, terrible shape, emotionally totally broken, not succeeding in my professional career, and yeah, I was at a very, very low ebb. I didn't contemplate the unthinkable, but I was pretty close to it, and I never really want to be as close to that again in my life. Now, let's not get all depressed about it, but I'm just telling you that I kind of hit rock bottom, which was rock bottom for me, And my family were going on a holiday to Mallorca, my mum and dad, and they asked me if I wanted to go. I said, yeah, just anything to change the environment and, you know, give myself some thinking time. And I went out there, like I say, absolutely nothing in the tank. You know, I was on the orange. If you visualize a gas tank or a petrol tank. Anyway, I took with me a book called Unlimited Power by Tony Robbins, right? And that book saved my life. I don't think I'm exaggerating there whatsoever. I went and I started reading that book. And the first sort of 50 pages or so in my head, I was just being cynical and thinking, look, you know, this, there's no hope for me. You know, life can't get better than this. And something in that book, well, lots of things in that book, turned me around. Absolutely turned me around. And now we're staying in a bay in Santa Ponsa in Mallorca, and there's a small mountain behind that bay. And I looked at that mountain and said, I'm going to climb that tomorrow morning. And I said it, and my dad thought, well, you're pretty crazy. Not that it was a big mountain, but you must understand that walking up a flight of stairs was knackering me out at the time. I probably weighed 23, 24 stone. And I did it. The next morning, it really, really, really hurt. But I stood atop of that mountain. My heart rate was probably about 230. And I was sweating like hell and takes blood in my mouth and feeling like I was going to throw up and all of those things. But I stood on top of that mountain and there was nobody around. And I just let out the most guttural scream, kind of growl. It was really sort of primal. And I vowed never to let myself get to that point in my life again, and to turn it around. And I felt a positivity from there. And that was why my addiction to personal development started. And I'm in a much better place now, and I've learned loads of things on the way, and I want to share a lot of those things with you, and have some fun while we're at it. Now, just two final points, right, before I introduce my first guest on this podcast. So the first point is that I talk about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Let's focus on that for a second. If you're the sort of person that is always looking outside for strength and for things to be better, then this podcast isn't for you. You know, I've been watching Game of Thrones recently a lot, and I know that's fictional, obviously, but in those days, people were really happy if they weren't getting their heads cut off, right? Or they were kind of happy if they were in a curled up in a tent with a wench at night and having a mug of ale, you know, not being abused by a violent dictator. You know, that was pretty much what made people happy in those days, right? Fast forward to today, we live a very different life. Our standards, our expectations on what life should bring us are much, much, much higher than they ever were, and they're just soaring all the time. And people think, oh, I'm happy, and then they open Instagram and see someone who looks a little bit happier in a bit of filter, and then suddenly they don't feel happy anymore. And I really think that you know, that's one of our problems in society today, and that might be one of the things that's leading to a lot of the challenges that we've got in society today. But nevertheless, as human beings, our standards, our expectations on what life should bring us, have really risen. Now, if you're one of those people that always looks outside for why can't things be better, you know, if you're always late and your question is, why is there always so much traffic on the roads? Oh, God, this town, the town planners, you know, these idiots driving slow and all that stuff, right? If you're one of those people, I've been there myself, right? Then you're not going to enjoy this podcast. If you're one of those people that says, oh, how come that guy got the promotion or that girl got the promotion? You know, I'm cleverer than her or him. You know, I work harder. You know, I've been here longer than that person. You know, if you're asking those questions, then you're not going to enjoy this podcast. And finally, if you're the sort of person who's driving, you know, sitting in a traffic jam, let's stay with that theme, and you see someone running past and they're in absolutely incredible shape, and you look at them and think, oh, it's all right for people like that. Look, God, they're fit. They really enjoy running, right? Then you're not going to enjoy this podcast. If, however, you're one of these people that, instead of looking at the traffic, say, look, I'm late at the moment and that's not the standard that I want for myself. Why is it happening? Cool. Maybe I could go to bed a bit earlier and get up a bit earlier and do that drive half an hour earlier. And then when I get to work, do some personal development or push-ups or whatever, right? And use that extra time wisely and then always be on time. Yeah, what would that give my career? What would that do to my energy? What would that do to my stress levels? Right? If you're one of those people, fantastic, you're gonna love this podcast. If you're one of those people that look at somebody who's been promoted and say, interesting, I wonder what strategy that person had. Because on the face of it, you know, I've been here longer and you know, and I feel like I've got more intelligence than that person, but for whatever reason, you know, the bosses didn't see it in me and they saw it in that person. So what could I do to make myself better? What could I do to make sure that promotion happens to me next time? Yeah, let's go and double down and see what I can do. You're going to love this podcast. If you're the sort of person who sees that person running and looks at them and says, fair play to that guy or lady. They're in amazing shape and they're out there doing it. And I'm sat here in my car moaning about the traffic. Right, what can I do to turn this situation around? Then you're going to love this podcast. And I keep saying that ordinary people are doing extraordinary things. If you're in that second category, you're not ordinary. You're already extraordinary. Okay? Cool. Right, so without further ado, I'm going to introduce our first guest on this podcast series, the Step It Up podcast series. I'm really pleased to introduce this person because she is a mother, a stepmother, a wife, a business owner, an elite athlete, and a coach on a fitness program. And it's really obvious why she achieves all these things. It's because that she lives in a certain time continuum where she gets three times the hours in a week that normal folk do. Of course she doesn't, right? But she achieves all this stuff. Oh yeah, by the way, she looks after an amazing dog as well, right? I look at this lady, I met her a year or so ago, and I've just been absolutely, we've become firm friends, but I've been blown away by how she faces challenges in life and gets over them. So today's podcast, I'm going to introduce my friend, Lucy Lewin from Leicestershire. Before I bring her on, I want to say that the bite-sized chunk lesson that we're going to take out of today is all about how do you turn yourself around when you hit a bit of a funk, right? So we've all been there, we've all been in the situation where your things might be going well, but you have a little bump and all of a sudden you haven't worked out for 2 or 3 weeks. You haven't eaten in a way that supports you for 2 or 3 weeks. You've been hitting the pizzas or, you know, whatever your crutch is, right? And the longer you let that go on, the harder and harder and harder it is to turn around. And then one day you're 24 stone and trying to climb a mountain in Mallorca, right? So we're going to talk about how do you spot that you're going into one of those things and turn it around before it's even become an issue, right? Lucy is an absolute expert at that, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. So without further ado, hey, Lucy, welcome to the Step It Up podcast.